Good morning, Orem Samea.
Good morning. Orem Samea.
We're waiting for some others to come on.
Okay. Hana.
Hey, Orem Samea.
Hello.
Orem Samea. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chemincha. The year of the goat we have two verses that connect to this energy. And we will read first Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So, Satani, Katipor, Oyevaihino. This verse, when we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Satzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which means a knee of tenants. The second verse connects to the year of the goat, the energy of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, because within this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed, because each letter of the name of the year is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Atzitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5776, the year of the pause, as that year also has two verses that we connect to. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ayulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem ha'levin ad kelod hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levin yishre levav lehitkadesh. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Rekacha. The second verse, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yo hey wa hey sur olabi. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Is the first that we will read. Kamalo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The next verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyah. Asher yitchabei sham v'shavtem elai el nachom v'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo la netzach yovei roav Yom Ruah. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom lami li Israel untati vishatan tahta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Bnei avla lahanoto kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29, which has the energy of certainty. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kabbutu Ishkinte Bithilu Urshimud Hilud Hilu Urshimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karanehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Koma de aved leila witata kolai hu kishot yovada dikshot leilach mila bialma divae barnash ledach yaleya bineya ulan haga beya telada dehakulu. Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola, Yitzirich, Bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. The 72 names in the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left this day of Purim. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kadavnover of Vilna and also Frankfurt. Rabbi Yosef Lefer of Pittsburgh, the Sidkat Yosef. Rabbi Chaim Tamil. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper. Last night, I gave a rather extensive introduction to the Megillah reading, and I refer you to the recording, which is online in the recordings webpage. We'll give you access to all of that. I will just give a very brief introduction now, reminding people that in a Kabbalistic Purim Megillah reading, there are no groggers, there are no noisemakers. It's a meditative, contemplative process. Whenever you hear the name Haman, we utilize one of the 72 names of God, Kaf Hei Taf, which is a laser-like concentrated beam of light that destroys specific negativity. And we use that name, that light, to destroy the negative energy that is represented by the name Haman, Haman. I will also remind you and ask you to look for or hear, well, look, there are five unusual letters in the Megillah scroll. There is a large chet close to the beginning of the reading. There is a large taf close to the end of the reading. And there are three small letters within the names of the sons of Haman. These three letters are Taf, Shin, and Zion. And there is an extensive discussion on our website on the handout for Purim that explains how these three letters spell the year 5707, which is the end of the year 1946, when there were 10 Nazis hung at the trial of Nuremberg, and there had supposed to have been 11, but one hung himself the night before. And there are many influences, many coincidences, God forbid that there's a coincidence, and you perceive it as coincidence instead of what it really means, connected incident. If there are no questions, I will begin the three blessings. And there is discussion as to why we would say the third blessing, even though this is the second reading. And the general understanding of why we say the third blessing, which I will read its English translation for you, that third blessing is only to be done in new circumstances, new seasons. But we read the Megillah last night. But we didn't read it in the time frame of Chesed. We read it in the time frame of judgment. And therefore, the season, the time has changed, and this is now a new season or a new time. And it is appropriate to say the Shekinah, the third blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. The second blessing. Please say Amen after each blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam She'asa Nisim La'avoteinu Bayamim Ha'em Bazman Hazeh. The third blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehecheyanu Vekiyamanu והגיענו לזמן הזה. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this occasion.
happened.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Yoachim. O Navon El HaMelech Yim HaMech Pas HaMelech Zerifet HaMeshem U Hagi Ador Esher Wat Havi Chai Yudot Mordechai Asher Wat Havo Elad Wavu
Oh, Shenemazah, O Oh, Amelia, let's have Yavu Amelet Amar Vafetah Amen. Thank you. Shut up. Oh,
Gimel HaYehudim Et Asher Ehehu Kwa'azot Ve'et Asher Katav Hodokai Alehem Ki
Amen.
Amen. In many things, we say a blessing afterwards. And in fact, the Ashkenazi minhag is to say a blessing after, while the Sephardic minhag is not. And now, since we have a choice, we're following the rule that says if there's a machloket, if there's a disagreement, if there's an unsureness, it is better not to say a blessing. And that's what we are doing. Classes this coming week. There are no classes this afternoon or evening. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4:30, there is a mini Zohar class. Monday at 7 o'clock, we will utilize the preparation for the next Shabbat, which is the Shabbat Para Aduma, the red heifer. We're continuing our preparation for the holiday of Pesach and Nisim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I stress that we will be doing Torah readings every morning for the first 14 days of Nisan, because each one of those days can be utilized to control a different month of the year. We will explain more as we get closer to those days, but please put it on your calendar. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we will have our questions and answers series. Thursday at 4:30, we will have a advanced reincarnation class, continuing our series. 7 o'clock Thursday will be a Zohar class. Next Shabbat, Motzi Shabbat at 6 p.m., we will have a Havdalah and a third meal, strengthening our immune system. And at 7 o'clock, the Zohar for the new parasha, our first opportunity to connect to the Zohar within the frame of the new energy. And next Sunday, we will continue our preparation. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Have a wonderful holiday.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.